Nation, I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 155. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about early discontinuation of antibiotics in ventilator-associated pneumonia, answer the drug information question, does relative bradycardia predict drug fever, and share a resource to gain more minutes before 9 a.m. in your day. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode155. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article for this episode is titled Ultra Short Course Antibiotics for Patients with Suspected Ventilator-Associated Pneumonia but Minimal and Stable Ventilator Settings. The lead author is Michael Klompas, and this was published online in Clinical Infectious Disease December 2016. Empiric treatment for ventilator-associated pneumonia is common. However, many patients who receive empiric treatment for VAP do not have pneumonia. When looking for candidates for early antibiotic discontinuation, it makes sense to focus on patients with minimal and stable ventilator settings. The authors of this study compared outcomes amongst patients with suspected VAP but minimal and stable ventilator settings treated with 1 to 3 versus greater than 3 days of antibiotics. The single-center study examined 1,290 consecutive adult patients started on antibiotics for possible VAP with daily minimum PEEPs of 5 centimeters of water or less and FiO2s of 40% or less for at least 3 days. The authors compared time to extubation alive versus ventilator death and time to hospital discharge alive versus hospital death using competing risks models among patients prescribed 1 to 3 days versus greater than 3 days of antibiotics. 259 patients were treated for 1 to 3 days, and 1,031 patients were treated for greater than 3 days. There were no significant differences between groups, either in demographics or outcome measures. The authors concluded very short antibiotic courses of 1 to 3 days were associated with outcomes similar to longer courses, greater than 3 days, in patients with suspected VAP but minimal and stable ventilator settings. Assessing serial ventilator settings may help clinicians identify candidates for early antibiotic discontinuation. Pneumonia is a clinical diagnosis without a single objective finding that can be used to support or refute empiric antibiotic therapy. Criteria such as fever may often be due to non-infectious causes. The antibiotics required to treat ventilator-associated pneumonia are often expensive and at risk of developing resistance. Therefore, identifying patients who may have antibiotics quickly discontinued has the potential to prevent unnecessary adverse events, antibiotic resistance, and drug cost. The choice of using ventilator settings to guide early antibiotic discontinuation is excellent. It is hard to support a diagnosis of VAP if the PEEP is 5 centimeters and the FiO2 is 40%. Given the study was retrospective and single center, it will be helpful if another study confirms the results. Until then, I agree with the authors that assessing serial ventilator settings may help clinicians identify candidates for early antibiotic discontinuation. The drug information question for this episode is, does relative bradycardia predict drug fever? And the answer is, maybe. I cannot locate sensitivity and specificity data for relative bradycardia predicting drug fever. It is considered a possible finding in drug fever, although it may be present in as few as 10% of patients with drug fever. Relative bradycardia occurs when the heart rate does not increase to the extent that typically accompanies the temperature elevation. To determine the presence of relative bradycardia, a temperature of at least 102 degrees Fahrenheit is required, and sinoatrial disease or drugs that affect heart rate must not be present. Take the last digit of the temperature in Fahrenheit, subtract 1, multiply by 10, and then add 100. If the patient's heart rate is less than this number, the patient has relative bradycardia. For example, for a temperature of 102 degrees Fahrenheit, the appropriate pulse response would be approximately 110 beats per minute. Any value less than this would be considered relative bradycardia. In episode 154, I discussed how 1 minute before 9 a.m. equals 2 minutes after noon. The resource for this episode is a book that will help you gain more minutes before 9 a.m. in your day, The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. Hal has a compelling life story. He's died twice. Once physically for 6 minutes when a drunk driver hit him head-on at high speed, and once professionally in the economic crash of 2008. Hal shares his 6 strategies to get an early and productive start to the day. You just might become a morning person after reading his book. And if you implement the strategies, you will definitely gain more minutes before 9 a.m. in your personal and professional day. You can get a link to Hal's book in Amazon in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode155. If you have been wondering if my Critical Care Pharmacy Academy is right for you, now is the time to check it out. To ring in the new year, I'm offering a $1 trial where you can get full access to the Academy for a limited time. The Academy is entirely self-paced and is designed to help pharmacists like you develop new critical care skills and stay ahead of the vast critical care literature. Each month, a new masterclass is published. Topics include ICU rounds, airway pharmacology, patient assessment, pharmacist response to emergencies, and EKG recognition for pharmacists. Every week, I review the critical care literature and create a brief digest in video and audio formats of the most important articles. I include my opinion of where each article fits in clinical practice. To learn more, go to pharmacyjoe.com/trial. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.